you're not getting as many Spotify streams as you want because you're not making your fans want to listen. And it doesn't matter if you have millions of followers if no one is paying attention.
Welcome to the All About Helping podcast.
And most often what happens is the artists decide themselves they want to release a single, an EP, or an album. And they haven't litmus tested their audience to see the appetite or the hunger to get new music from them. But one of the methods I have seen that really helps fans increase their desire and increases the magnetism of your music is to actually leak lots and lots of different hook, punchline, verse, and chord ideas in your TikTok and in your Instagram content strategy. And what this will do is if you say that none of them are your future singles, but all of them are just half-baked ideas, let me know which ones you like. One of them could pick up some momentum. And when it does, you have social proof from your fan base that they actually want that record. And you can mobilize quickly, get in the studio, finish off that song, and begin a release campaign. And if you're doing this testing and learning, you'll be able to predict which of your singles is going to do well. And this is an extremely effective way to take your fans on a journey to want the music, because they liked a snippet, they'll want the full thing. And when that finally drops, your only goal is to make them aware that you have a new song out and create the magnetism that they can go and listen to it. What I'm about to share is two secret slides from an upcoming masterclass that I'll be hosting at the end of November. I did a little beta test with Pyra Studios and I shared these slides early and the room went silent. Pin drop silent. They had no idea this would be so powerful for them. So I'm going to dive right in. We're going to cut the fluff. But if you're wondering who I am and why you're here, you are in the right place. This is All About Helping, the channel where I help you jump from where you are at 10,000 streams towards 100,000 streams through organic social media storytelling. And we do all that so you can monetize your fan base into a part-time income. I've helped 100 plus artists go on their journeys, releasing singles, releasing EPs, releasing albums, and they've never realized how powerful their own social media could be. It's the catalyst of everything in your marketing arsenal. And so with that said, we're going to dive right into these two slides. And the first situation is what I call the awareness journey, and it's taking someone from absolutely no idea that you even make music to loving your song. Because for most of you as artists, you think the perception you hold is that everyone on your social media knows that you're a musician. Maybe that's not true. What if people saw you as a friend they had in high school, a colleague they had at a job, and they actually had no idea, they weren't paying attention that you actually create art. And so they are completely unaware of your art. So you have to change that first. Then there are people who are aware you are an artist, but unaware you have a song out now, unaware you have a YouTube channel, unaware you have like regular content being put out. They're not paying attention. Be that because of the algorithm or be that because life is so busy and they have their own shit to be worrying about. So you have to make them go from unaware to being aware. And that is a 5-step process, all right? So unaware, we've kind of covered. Now you got to go to problem aware. Many of you will think like my song is an instrumental. My song is, you know, just lyrics about nothing. How will it solve a problem for people? But actually it can. Every song out there is a solution to someone's problem. Your song is the bridge between getting to from their pain to their pleasure. They're listening to your song because it provides them and it speaks to them personally. And so problem aware, I'll give you an example. I've worked with an artist recently called Talita, and she has a song out right now called Former People Pleaser. And as we were going into the campaign and building it, we had a lot of deep conversations. And one of them was like, what were you like in relationships, in friendships, before hitting your breaking point and deciding you're no longer a people pleaser? So she said, I would subdue my happiness for the sake of others. I would put others' wants and needs above my own. And she often said that I would shrink myself in relationships to try and make the other person happy. And so just taking those three concepts by themselves, wow, how vulnerable is that? But we can take a marketing campaign of 1 to 3 weeks purely breaking down those feelings and emotions. And so it less becomes about promoting the song, but more about promoting and discussing and unpacking the energy of those three rich topics. And so that is making people problem aware. They might not have realized they had a problem. they might be completely oblivious that they did the same thing in their relationships and their friendships. They might not realize that it's a dangerous path to go down. If they start shrinking themselves for others, they might disappear. And so you make people aware they have a problem. Next, we talk about being solution aware. What was it that Talita did to finally put her foot in the ground? Well, she had a traumatic experience, number one. Number two is she looked herself in the mirror and she decided never again. Number three, she realized to become the version of herself she wanted to be, she had to change. And so all of these things are part of the solution. Again, you're still not marketing the song. You're marketing the destination from the healing. So if someone's been through a heartbreak, the destination is feeling okay that that person has left. If you've gone through a different situation, like you are no longer feeling that money buys you happiness. When broke, you went rich and you realized that happiness wasn't the solution because of the money. It was because of the friendships, the relationships, and the life experience. So your song is the bridge to the solution, but it's more important to paint the picture of the solution and the destination first. Now we finally introduce the product. This is your song. And we explain that this song, Former People Pleaser, is the bridge between people who used to please others and deciding that you're no longer going to do that. And you use the lyrics, which might be, I'm in my main girl era, I'm in my villain era, I'm in my selfish era, to stand up for yourself. And so you've introduced the problem, you've introduced your solution. Now you've fitted in the product that is the bridge between the two. And now you have to explain how the product does that. And this is the hard bit. You have to unpack lyrics, you have to unpack titles, you have to unpack the artwork, you have to unpack all the rich nuances that make your song your song. And the problem, the issue that many of you will find is that these explanation posts are low engagement posts. People will consume, but they may not engage. And so you have to have patience and deploy the understanding that if it looks like it's not working, it's still working. Because as you're explaining what your song means, people are soaking it in. And then they become to the state of being fully aware. The number of times I've watched an interview like Zane Lowe or any other music podcaster interviewing an artist, and they explain the song and I have to pause the interview, open up Spotify, and then go and listen to the song because you understand it in a whole new way once the concept makes sense to you. And I want that for your songs. And I want that for your fan base, that they get it. The penny finally drops and they understand the music. It's one of the best feelings in the world. And so that, my friends, is the awareness journey. How you take someone from being oblivious that you are an artist to finally understanding what your song means. Does that make sense? That was just one slide that's coming up in the masterclass in late November. I can't wait for it. I'm going to give you all the details as soon as I'm ready to announce it. There'll be a little email form to sign up. It's free, completely free to join. There will be a replay as well. And so I don't want you to miss this. So I'll announce it very soon. And so the next step in the process is taking someone from the awareness phase into the consideration phase, which means that they're thinking about becoming a fan. First of all, you had to make them discover you. And now they have to take that decision. Do I want to pay attention to this person's music? And for many, many, many artists, you might post on your social media, and when you don't see the results coming quickly enough in terms of new likes, new comments, new shares, new views, you might self-sabotage yourself and scale back on the amount of promotion you do, thinking that it's not working, thinking that the algorithm is broken, thinking that you might be shadow banned. But actually, you just haven't done the iterative loops that I'm about to explain enough times. And so for a fan to consider becoming a listener long-term, they have to go through this process. And you may have heard people say it takes 7 touch points for a listener to become a fan, but it's the very same thing here. So for example, they might hear the song in a reel, you know, a lip sync performance of you saying one sentence of contextual information. If you've ever fallen in love with your best friend, I've written a song for you. And that makes them understand the song a little bit more. And so they hear it once, they understand it a bit more. They identify with the situation because they are in those shoes. But then they keep scrolling because they don't immediately want to go to Spotify and listen. So the very next day, you hit them with another reel and you change that first line or that headline into a different way. I'm thinking about telling my best friend I'm in love with them. What should I do? Question mark. Same situation, different framing. So you put it on Reels, they hear it, they understand it, they identify with it, and they go, oh, I kind of like this. But they keep scrolling. You didn't compel them enough. A third time that you go around, change the headline again, saying, I'm worried my best friend will never speak to me again if I tell them I'm in love. And again, you go through that process, they hear it, they understand it, they identify it, but this time they decide to take a listen because they've been watching and observing and consuming for the last couple of days. And so they close the social media app, they open up the Spotify app, and then they listen to the song. They hear it once and it's a bop. And they might leave social media then, but they might add it to their playlist. And this is the power of repetition in a social media campaign, where many artists will just do the announcement that the song is out without doing the marketing to drive home the message. And for yourselves, I think the best way to do this is a 6-week calendar where you know exactly what to post in the build up to the song, from making them problem aware in a mysterious teasing phase to teasing the solution and teasing the product awareness in the pre-marketing phase when you're building up hype for the song. Then you need to make them streaming conscious when you're doing the song and you're pushing out a consistent number of posts performing your own song. As artists, we get tricked into thinking it's only at our gigs we actually perform our songs. But the real power, in my humble opinion, as a social media strategist and a music marketing coach, is performing for your fans on social media so they have even higher expectations and they want to come and see you in person. And you'll see that we've talked at the very beginning about desire and magnetism. So desire has come from a place of understanding the song. And so they want to listen to it. Not once did you say, out now on Spotify, watch on YouTube. Not once did you tell them to listen. But you created desire by making them understand what the song was about, and they felt the song was written about them. And there's nothing more powerful in the world. And then magnetism comes from a place of you wanted them to feel so close to this song that they wanted to close social media and open up the Spotify app. And so using magnetism, you can make people do anything. You can make them buy tickets to your show. You can make them buy, you know, a limited edition vinyl. You can make them go and come to see you on tour and fly to a different country because they want to see you that bad. And magnetism pulls people in. Instead of pushing them by giving them a strong messaging, you're reeling people in. And I think these two steps can change your life as an artist. And it all starts and ends by replacing promotion with emotion. I love this phrase so much, I put it on a hoodie, which you can grab from my website, All About Helping. And if you want to support this channel, that's one of the best ways you can do that, by investing in some merch that you're repping the brand with our inspirational quotes wherever you go. So I truly hope this has helped you from the bottom of my heart. Find the two different ways, two different steps to make fans want to listen to your music. I've loved this. Thank you for your attention. I'm going to catch up again really, really soon.